coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your professional couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, January 7th, 2012.
And this is episode 89.
If you hadn't laughed, it wouldn't have been so obvious. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, I'm still laughing from the failed intro that we started off that people would not be able to hear unless you were live in the chat room. So, as Renee said, this is January 7th, 1997,
and I'm graduating from high school, about to go get my freak on in college.
Yep, yep. 2013, and this is the first show of year 2013. Well, there's something big supposed to be happening this time of year. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And want to say hello to our live chat room. We have Bronco here today, as well as
I think I
follow you on Twitter. Are you following me?
I'm gonna call him Shazam, and that's what I thought it was at first glance.
And I think he followed me on Twitter, and what happened is I went out, his account is protected. That's why I didn't follow him back. So I didn't know who he was.
Did he have a description under his name that said?
Mm-mm. Oh. But now, since he's here, I'm gonna click that and he can go and approve my so I can see his updates.
He probably thought you hated him.
No, but
or you were too big to follow him back.
Oh no, but I have a feeling. Now you can tell me if I'm wrong. He may be a Mad Men fan.
Oh, I thought you called him a madman, like insane.
No, like the show.
Mad Men, yeah.
I think he may be a Mad Men fan, which I am as well. His avatar is pretty cool. He's got that that old school Mad Men avatar that they did when they were first promoting the show that I missed out on. And don't be calling my intro lame, because we were quite professional.
Hey, this was for you and me. If I had wanted to say that, I would have said it out. That was for you and me.
Oh, okay. All right. What were you going to take it out in the notes?
Couples can't have, yes.
Oh, okay.
Couples can't have any secrets.
Well, can you at least put it in blue?
I'm taking it out now.
No, for our color in the notes, well, you know, in Google Docs, you can put a right click and you can say, put notes. You can add a note on the side.
Yes, I realize this.
And you can do something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, before we even get into the weekend wrap up, let's get to a little bit of
what?
Hold on.
Shit you not.
What was that? What?
I shit you not. That was still low.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, all right.
Well, we're going to I shit you not.
Yeah, we haven't done this in a long time because things have been pretty normal in the universe.
For the most part. But, you know.
Yeah, pretty normal.
Right before the show, apparently there's this thing going around Twitter called Cut for Bieber. And, Mr. Justin Bieber was seen or got caught smoking weed. Oh, am I supposed to look at something?
No, I was trying to direct you to the chat room because Jeff said something happened to the sound. So I was trying to be, quiet while you were talking.
No.
Okay.
Something happened to the sound?
Okay, I was just wondering before you start. Okay, he said it's fine now. We can keep going.
That's fine.
I was trying to do our podcast a service.
No, I was just, yeah, you're good. So I found it on Facebook that apparently there's a hashtag going around called hashtag cut for Bieber. And what's going on? Justin Bieber was smoking marijuana and drinking, well, it appears that he was smoking a brown cigarette that could have been marijuana, but he's under 21 and he was also drinking alcohol. So there was a few pictures of girls cutting themselves for Justin Bieber.
I just saw one, but
I saw more than one? The one I had three that had got. Oh, okay. But they could be photoshopped or whatnot.
That looks darn real.
But yeah, I mean, okay, it could be real, but it could be for something else. But somebody posted a picture. We don't know if they're really cutting themselves. I don't know anybody personally cutting themselves for Justin Bieber to stop smoking marijuana.
And I have to say, looking at the rest of the pictures, it does look like he's smoking weed. I'm just putting it out there.
Right, right. I think
he's smoking weed, and he has a bottle in front of him of beer.
A Corona.
The guy on the right has beer.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that's his beer. And right. He has a cup in front of him.
Right.
And yeah, so Justin Bieber, so what? He smokes. Tons of other guys smoke. But, you know, some people hate that, whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So if you're out there cutting yourself, just stop. I mean, let's not self-harm ourselves for Justin Bieber. He's going to be all right. He's a halfway grown person. But, you know, come on now. He's from Canada. You don't need to be cutting yourself for somebody from Canada. Or anyone at all. That was for Jeff. But, yeah, so.
Oh, it said Bieber's best friend, Lil Twist. He's apparently famous, too. The 19-year-old rapper was there, too. I bet he was doing his thing, too.
Mm, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, yeah, so that's our PSA for today. Don't cut yourself.
I mean, my PSA for the day is don't listen to Bieber at all. That's my PSA.
Well, that's a good PSA. That's a good PSA.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And I think the funny thing is when you're going through the hashtag, the funny stuff is like there's a guy on the bed and he took ketchup and poured it around his neck and the ketchup bottle's on his shoulder. and he's going, he's like he's dead, like he cut himself. And people putting ketchup on their arm. Yeah.
And this is not making fun of self-harm. Some people say it's making fun of self-harm, but it's not. It's making fun of idiots is what it is.
Right.
Because, I mean, cutting yourself for any celebrity. No, cutting yourself for any famous person who you never talked to. Well, never talked to.
Right, right.
That's a bit much.
Right. So don't do it. Just don't do it. And put the knife down. Put the knife down. And with that, we're going to jump right to a little bit of tech.
Technology.
So, you're probably like, wait a minute, guys. You totally skipped the weekend wrap-up. But let me tell you, we ain't do anything.
Like, I think we're the only people who don't do anything.
Right.
Like, we stayed home and played video games.
Right.
And watched TV. And watched movies. And that's it. I think we're... Because I feel like other people are... active,
well,
you know, on their weekends they do things,
right? Well, we did go walking.
Yes, which we can talk about,
right?
Or we talk about it now or whatever. But most weekends, I mean, we don't have kids. The only thing we have is dogs, so we get the lounging life,
right?
Right, now,
right,
so.
Right, right. So you know, we kind of kicked back, relaxed, all that other good stuff. But talking about a little bit of media. What we have going on in media is that Renee gathered CES 2013 is going on now in Las Vegas. Well, it may start tomorrow, but they're doing the early kickoff now. So CES, which is the Computer Electronic Expo or Computer Expo something or another. Yeah, take my geek card. You know, I could have went, possibly.
Yeah.
But my boss's boss went. They're checking it out now. This is the first time our company got to go. Maybe we'll see. Okay. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Anyway, but anyway, the first article here that we found out today is that Apple, the App Store for Apple, has 40 billion downloads. 40 billion downloads, and 20 billion of those came in 2012.
Half of their App Store downloads came in the last year. That is insane.
Right.
I mean, they found the biggest moneymaker they could have possibly found.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is that these are unique downloads. These aren't, you know, I had Angry Birds and I got a new phone, so I'm downloading again. These are unique downloads. So 2 billion of those downloads came last month in December alone.
What?
Yes, in December alone.
That kind of makes sense because people get Apple, like they get iPhones, they get iPads, they get Apple cards.
Well,
so
and then also it kind of makes sense too because the iPhone 5 came out.
This is true.
And a lot of people that got the 4S
and the iPad came
early.
Out. Yeah,
they got the early termination, but they were able to do an early upgrade with AT&T. Around November, and then also in October, mid-October, they announced the iPad Mini, which came out and was purchased, and so that's there as well.
And this happened with me too. I downloaded the most apps I think this year than I or equal to previous years.
Right.
I mean, I really stepped up my app game.
Okay.
I'm happy with this because I love the App Store. Some
right.
people hate on Apple, but you know what? I'm really happy that this is going because the more popular it is, the more likely it is to stay and offer new stuff. So
right. And then also, they have a new USB 3.0.
Yes, I put this in here. You usually snore through tech. But I want to hear what you think.
Honestly, so they're doubling the speed of USB 3.0, which is, I think that puts it at, I'm just kind of going through the article here. It's supposed to come out in 2014. Computer industry powers are doubling the data transfer speed of USB 3.0 from today's 5 gigabyte per second rate to 10 gigabyte per second rate.
You know, it's like we said things couldn't get faster. We couldn't see things getting faster, but
yeah. But here's my thing: like for us, that won't do anything for us because it's not. Even though you can make some of those connections faster,
right?
The bottleneck is still going to be somewhere else. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally get it.
You see what I'm saying? Because you can make it go 100 gigabytes faster. It's still, if your PC can only, if your internal hard drive can only spin so fast, you know, that's if you don't have an SSD. I'm not talking about a solid state drive or anything else. I'm with
Shazam.
I'm with him too. I was a little meh when you posted this in there.
But it's something new.
It is something new, but I was kind of meh. I'm even meh about 3.0. I'm fine with 2.0. You know what I'm saying? Because on my computer, on my PC, I can't get 3.0 on the front ports. And I'm always using the front ports. I always have to use the back ports if I want 3.0. And you know, it's just, yeah, I'm just kind of meh about it because personally me, I'm not building the server that can handle 10 gigabyte transfer, and I'm not going to be hooking up external hard drives to that to that server.
So if you can make everything in this office wireless, would you do it?
If I would do what?
If you could make everything that has a cord in this office wireless, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do our gaming PCs because I'm old school. And I wouldn't do my work PCs. Those are the only ones that we have wired. Everything else is wireless for the most part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I want our gaming experience to be optimum, which right now, optimum is being hardwired into the router into our router here. So,
I'm sorry you were mad about my choice.
No, I wasn't mad about your choice of putting it there. It is cool. I will admit, it is cool. But it's like one of those things saying, you know,
you know what I'm saying? I get it. This is not for you. This is for people who still are using the wired and they're excited about the USBs and they're totally into that.
Right.
They're probably excited about this more than
I'm just kind of mad about that.
Yeah.
And now this one's kind of cool that I'm interested in. Time Warner Cable TV, they're bringing an app to the Roku, which gives you 300 live channels to Roku owners. This is going to be kind of cool. They actually do something now with the Android and iOS. Time Warner Cable has an app where you can put in your Time Warner Cable account, and then you can watch live television shows streaming on on your iOS. And we can do that because they just recently purchased our cable company here, Insight. So we can do that also.
If we, and we can do. I don't see us doing it, but
right. Yeah. We can also do HBO Go.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that people with Rokus can do, and how this will help out, is if you have multiple TVs in your home, mm-hmm. like let's say in our current home, we have two DVR boxes. All so right. That means we have two cable boxes, one in the front room and one in the back room. We don't have one in the bathroom. What we can do in the other three rooms, if we add TVs, we just add a Roku box to it, mm-hmm. right? Now, it's going to be a little bit harder to guide to the channels you want to see and stuff like that, but that Roku box turns itself into a cable box.
This is true. But one of these things that they need to do with now that all these channels are coming to the Roku, they need better categories.
Right.
Maybe better searching. Because if you bring more options, you got to make it easy for people to find what they want.
Well, I think what's going to happen is with the Roku, with the app, it's going to be a Time Warner Cable icon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like Netflix. You go in there and then you're going to have different icons for different live stream channels. It's not going to be like, I want to watch, Braxton Family Values.
Right.
And I have to go through the Roku channel store to find WETV, Women's Entertainment Television. Right. What you have to do, though, is go into Time Warner Cable application and then
search
for.
And I'm fine with that. I just want it to be a robust search because I hate things that have tons of options, but you can't find what you want. What's the point?
Right. And then also, you didn't have this one, but I'm going to add this one into the show notes. I'm actually kind of excited about this because last week, I ordered with my Humana Vitality points, I ordered a Fitbit. And you all know the Fitbit is a tracker for health, for walking, exercise, and everything else. But what they are coming out with that I just found out about.
Oh, I did see this earlier today.
Is a band. So like a Nike Fuel band or the, there's another band that's out. It's not a Garmin. It's the Bluetooth people. I can't think of their name. Jabra has it. The Jabra One, I think is what it's called, I think. But right. Fitbit, it's called Fitbit Flex. It's a wristband. It's like their latest tracker for Fitbit. It's like the cool thing now, which I don't understand, is that you want to wear a band
mm-hmm.
or a wristband
yeah.
to let people know, hey, you know what? I'm being healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's probably not. It's more accurate and everything else. But I'm really excited about my Fitbit that I got that's more like the great pedometer. You know, that gives me more stats and stuff like that. But we have the notes in the chat. But in the show notes, if you want to check it out, the new Fitbit Flex that is coming out. You can actually pre-order it now, and it's $99.
Oh, please. How much is Nike Fuel? Same?
Nike Fuel is $120.
Oh.
No, Nike Fuel was like,
oh, those are too
wasn't
much
it like $200?
That's too much for my blood. I mean, it's cool, but yeah.
Well, the Fitbit that I ordered is $99, but
okay.
You know, so I mean, it's comparable, you know. The Nike Fuel Band is $149, so you know it gamifies the whole working out thing and everything else that people like. You get the stats, etc. So yeah, that's coming out. So if you're thinking about getting a Fitbit and if you want a band and you're like, hey man, I really want the Nike Fuel band, but I'm not paying $149, but I can spend $100 on a Fitbit,
you can get the knockoff
and you can
No, I'm kidding. I'm
but
kidding.
Here's the thing, though. Fitbit's been doing it longer.
Right.
They've been doing it longer than some of these other folks that are new here. But they're finally getting, like, the band some people want and everything else. But I'm really excited about getting the Fitbit for myself, and I'll definitely, you know, keep you up to date on how that's working out and everything. So, anyhow, with that, let's get to a little bit of media.
Media.
Boops. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
I have to say, I was doubtful that we would watch our movie choice last week. I'm usually gung-ho and we said, we're going to watch it. But I was like, because the subject matter seemed kind of boring.
About office tigers?
Yes, because it sounds cool because I love tigers, but it's not about tigers.
Right.
So, which I kind of knew. But.
And come to find out that I actually did watch this, and I put it on Netflix on our queue because I wanted you to watch it.
Right.
And so basically, Office Tigers was a documentary about company opening up a call center, the biggest call center, I guess. They call it Office Tigers, big call center there in India, and talk about, you know, what they do and how they, you know, operate and everything else. So we gave it 3 stars. And then we also, this weekend, we watched another documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about the documentaries now, or do you want to go ahead and roll?
Well, we can talk about Office Tiger, and then we'll talk about the other ones.
Okay.
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 So, Office Tiger went through, like, I don't know, like a year or something like that, or 6 months of this office. And it was okay. It just showed them being worked a lot.
Yeah. That they were like, if we had to work 24 hours, right, we will.
Right. But it appeared to that they love their job. They mm-hmm. love where they work.
Yep.
They love the people they worked with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, this whole documentary, it came across as a big old advertisement for Office Tiger. I'm just saying.
You think so?
Yes, that's what it appeared to me. It looked like an advertisement. It didn't. I mean, I know it probably wasn't. But the documentary made me feel like I was watching, hey, look at us. We're so awesome. We make it through everything. We do adversity. We're this, we're that.
I didn't take it that way.
That's just me.
I mean, it would turn me off of, you know, what they do and everything else personally. But I see what you're saying.
This is me. Yeah. We look at things differently.
Right. But
I'm a woman. You're a man.
And
women are from Venus. Men are from Mars.
Yep. I'm a Martian baby.
So that's Office Tiger. It was, we gave it, 3 stars, which is low for us because I like everything.
Yep. All right. So let's get to a little bit of what you're going to roll. So let's do a little bit of rolling.
Nom, 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 nom. 43. You never play those. And all of a sudden, you're just like, I'm going to play all the sound bites. Now, I love the sound bites.
That's a TV show.
Well, let's go to the, what is it? What's the first?
Monique, Behind Bars.
Is this the Monique?
The documentary actress Monique visits the Ohio Reformatory for Women, where she interviews inmates about their lives, family, and struggles.
Okay, that's not, but see, I thought it was like a comedy show.
I did too.
Okay, so that sounds better.
Okay, so it's only 44 minutes too. So that's easy.
It's 44 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
We got that in the bag.
You want to roll another one, or are you like, bump it?
You know what? Let's do this.
We have like 58 TV shows.
That's because I love TV, but you don't love TV enough to watch TV with me.
No, but don't get me started. Because we can watch TV, but you got stuff you need to handle.
I can handle what I'm doing while we're watching TV.
Okay. All right.
56.
All right. So we're going to bump. Roll that again. Doggone it. Because we're getting the low numbers. I want to go up higher.
It's not me.
I mean, it could have been Red Cliff, but it was Red Cliff is what it would have been.
This one is 170 this time.
Oh, so that's the last one. What is going on? You're like rolling like a champ.
Hey.
My Dog, An Unconditional Story.
Oh, that's the one that's probably sad.
So that's 50 minutes. That's the one with.
Oh, we can do this. Yay, we can break.
That's the one with Richard Gere.
Oh, I used to think he was so cute when he was in Pretty Woman.
What is up with you when he's old?
Okay, look, he. Man. This is when he was in Pretty Woman. That's like 25 years ago.
Okay.
But I thought he was so cute.
So we have two documentaries to look at, and their total is 94 minutes for both of them.
Oh, that's awesome. We can do that.
So.
And if we happen to watch another one, we'll let y'all know.
Yep. Yeah, we do, and which is what we did this week.
We did watch. We watched one other movie on our queue. One other? Two other.
Did we watch two?
I thought we watched two, but then I was like, I can only think of one. So I'm just
well, let's
saying.
See here. Let's go to recently watched here.
This is horrible. This is not how podcast is supposed to go.
We watched Craigslist Joe.
Which, yes, which I
have. Which was a documentary.
Correct.
About a guy named Joe.
No, really?
Yeah. And what he did for a month, he lived solely off of Craigslist.
Like, totally. Like, he didn't have any money, food, transportation, clothing, any of that.
Right.
He had all that was on his back, and that was it.
Right. So, the only clothes he had, but he did have a phone, an iPhone.
Yes, he did have a phone and a laptop.
He had a laptop, and he had an air card to work the laptop so that he can do Craigslist stuff.
Yeah, because how could you do this if you didn't have those things?
Right, right. So, that happened, and that was pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, because people were actually really nice.
Yep.
Now, I said they were nicer because TV cameras were around. Wouldn't you be more apt to invite people into your home or to talk to someone if they're talking to you if a camera is right there? With the big old light on it and everything? It was probably a professional looking camera, maybe?
Well, no, they showed a picture of the guy. You probably didn't see it, but it was just a regular guy with like one of our cameras, but it was a little bit, had a little lens on it and stuff like that.
But still,
so,
people would probably be more apt.
Man, I mean, they could have thought that he was in the porn industry. You know, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know, babe.
You know, they can blame.
Like he was looking.
They had that too. Hey, you know, there's just two single guys walking around.
I wouldn't have got that.
And he's just talking.
Saying.
Well, that's why I'm here, babe, to protect you.
So
so that you won't walk into those situations.
I asked Jay. I was about to call you John. I don't know why. I asked Jay if he would have helped out Craigslist Joe. Craigslist Joe was looking for rides. He was looking for food. He was looking for a place to crash, which was the hardest thing is finding a place to crash, obviously.
Right.
If Craigslist Joe, if you were at a comedy club and Craigslist Joe came up to you and asked if he could crash with you, what would you say?
Well, one, I'll say no. I mean, if you say, hey, I'm Craigslist Joe, I'm come crash with you, if he's not trying to, you know, tell me a little bit about himself and everything else. This is what I'm doing, living off Craigslist, blah, 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 you know. And then, no, I wouldn't, especially if I'm married. I wouldn't because I would be trying to protect you, for one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then.
So even if he told you the story, would you feel comfortable doing it, even if he told you the story?
It really depends. I mean.
You could have a knife beside your bed.
I could. You know, I mean, could I put him out in the shed? I mean.
I mean, in this weather, maybe you know, not so I much. Mean, but if it was warm, yeah. If it was warm,
well,
you could put
even
him out
if
in the shed.
I mean, I can put him out in the shed and I can take one of the heaters out there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it really depends. I mean.
Shazam made a good comment. Not that many people turned him down. And I know he got turned down a lot.
Right.
But I think he showed the good stuff more than the bad stuff. And I think Shazam is right. But the purpose of his documentary, like he said, was to show the good kindness of people.
Right.
Now, people are kind. So at least they were kind enough to eventually get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure he had a lot turned on.
Right, right.
And he is bold. He would just walk up to somebody and ask them if he could crash with them. I was like, what? I couldn't do that.
I mean, I could if I was doing that. I mean, but. But, you know, I mean.
I'd just be homeless for a month and starve to death.
Starve to death.
So do we watch
here, you know what? Let me think about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, what if Craigslist Joe, I'm going to go up, because you know I always take it there.
You always turn it up to 11.
What if Craigslist Joe was black?
He wouldn't have been able to put all the positive responses into 15 minutes. I kid you not. I'm just saying, people can say racism is gone, Racism is alive and well.
We don't say racism, just say stereotypes.
Stereotypes.
You say stereotypes.
Stereotypes are alive and well. And he just wouldn't have got turned down by white people or Indians or Asians. He would have got turned down by black people as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. So, no.
Right.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about it. I mean, I want to see a Craigslist Joe. I want to see a Craigslist Django as well.
Do you really think Django would be able? Okay.
So, that's interesting. But you have to understand, too, Craigslist Joe was very well-groomed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Even for not getting the proper caring for her, he was still very well-groomed.
He was, you know, he wasn't dirty. He wasn't a very big man. He wasn't buff. Mm-hmm. You know, he looked very docile, I guess. Not non-threatening. So... like, so I'm going to take that. You know what? I'm going to back it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So let's take, like, I'm not picking on Bronco. Okay?
Why not?
I mean, I'm just saying.
He's a pretty buff dude.
He's a buff guy.
Like, you didn't know him, you think he was like.
Right.
He would intimidate you.
Right. He has an aura. I mean, he's very manly. You know what I'm saying? If Bronco, you know, if he comes up, you don't know him, and kind of like, hey, you know, I'm Craigslist Bronco. You know, I'm Craigslist Jeff. you know, and this is what I'm doing. I'm doing a documentary, da 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 da. Which one? He wouldn't be doing this. He'll just camp out in the woods. You know what I'm saying? He'll wrestle a bear down, cut it in the middle, and sleep in the middle of it, like, you know. Luke did that tauntaun, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. I mean,
he wouldn't even use a knife. He just used his bare hands and just get in the middle of it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, so it's not, you know, even though I can say, what about a black guy that did it?
Think about Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Man, he wouldn't get anybody to say yes.
Right, right.
Except somebody who thought he was cute and wanted.
Right. So take, you know, like Shazam said, you know, it's kind of one-sided and everything, you know, and we agree with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and plus he had the kind of the, you know, Kim and Danielle could have beat Craigslist Joe up.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
He was a very meek individual.
Yeah, he was very small. He was docile and, you know, like he couldn't harm a fly, you know. So yeah, there's that. I mean, all right. So enough time. So we watched Craigslist Joe, and then the other thing we watched was Beyond the Myth.
Oh, we did. Maybe I wanted to forget about this one.
So Beyond the Myth was a documentary about pit bulls. Unfairly known as violent killers, pit bulls have suffered from the stigma of negative media coverage that has led to citywide bans across the country. This documentary strips away the perceptions to show the loving companions these dogs can be.
I started this not having any preconceptions about pits at all. I think they're wonderful dogs,
right,
with wonderful qualities, and they've been betrayed wrongly. And it actually had a lot of good facts in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was, Jay, what was your problem with the documentary?
My problem with the documentary is it was very repetitive. Very, extremely repetitive, especially the chick behind the desk, the main lady that kind of led the documentary. It was almost like she was saying the same thing every 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And then when they were talking about the citywide bans, it was almost like that was every 15 minutes. So it seemed like it got very repetitious.
I think that they were just really passionate and they let the editing get in the way. And also it probably would have been 40 minutes.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with a 40-minute documentary.
Obviously, we're watching two of them that are about 40 minutes anyway.
Right. And so, I mean, this documentary was an hour and 34. I mean, this documentary could have just been 60 minutes, at most.
Yeah. I mean, and I did learn some things, though, about bands and what happened. And I heard that Denver's horrible to pit bulls. Good gracious, they're horrible. And it's not even that people are saying that. The people themselves said, yeah, we did it, and this is why.
Right.
So, pit bulls are definitely unfairly discriminated against. When I was little, my dad said he would never get a pit bull because they are vicious and you don't know what they're gonna do.
Yep.
But pit bulls aren't even like responsible for most of the bites in America. But
right. Well, you know how it is. I mean, pit bulls are the black people of the dog species.
I suppose. So what are Dobermans?
They're black people too. I'm just
all the dogs that get a bad rap are black.
Yeah, I'm just saying that because of, you know, the Katrina thing where they were talking when the people were up in arms about black guy take bread from the store, he's looting and pillaging. White people take a thing from the store, they're trying to save their family or something.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, that was so long ago, but I remember that.
You know, I don't believe
and the media. They were absolutely right about one thing. The media helps to portray this.
Yes.
And they were absolutely right, and they were dead on. And it won't stop because this stuff sells papers. It drives traffic to the website. So it's never going to stop.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the thing is, though, when you think about it, we blame the media. I think when they said the media is the blame for that, it made me think of the NRA president,
right,
saying the media is to blame that Sandy Hook happened, or the media is to blame that these gun killings are happening, or that dude is actually our friend that lives here in Louisville that's starting a new show.
I know. Yep. Hello, that dude.
But
I remember your voice. Okay.
Yep. So yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
That was beyond the myth. So we watched a bunch of documentaries.
Oh,
that,
and there was stuff that made me whoof.
I actually fell asleep because he
missed the roughest part.
I did because it kept getting repetitive, and I was like, I'm done. I can't handle it anymore, you know. And I couldn't handle it anymore, so I went to sleep. And you know, and I'm actually kind of glad I did because I didn't feel like seeing dead dogs.
It was so hard to watch. I actually had to look away and close my eyes for a second because it affected me a little bit.
Well, I'm glad I didn't wake up because if I did, I'd probably been like wind it back so I could see.
Ew. And so then we did a repeat this week.
Yep, we went back and we saw Django Unchained again with Kimberly, Danielle, and Demetrius. This is our second time seeing Django Unchained. And it was good seeing it again. We didn't have a phone call that came into during the show, and someone answered it like Miss Crocker did. But so it was good the second time. I'm getting used to Quentin Tarantino's style.
I love Quentin Tarantino's style. It's very out there. And I like out there.
And I actually want to talk about his Fresh Air.
Yes, that I told you about.
That you told me about. That's I want to talk about that Fresh Air interview that we may do. We'll probably do it in Podcast of the Week.
Let's do it. You know, Fresh Air is a podcast as well.
So I'm going to put that in there. So we saw Django again. If you haven't seen it again, we'll tell you we absolutely loved it.
Still loved it. I think I loved it more.
We'll be getting it on DVD. I mean on Blu-ray. But if you can see it, and if you can feel like you can handle it, and I'll talk about it during Podcast of the Week. So
yeah, you can do that.
And then also Renee has in here about the Superman trailer that has been going around.
Yeah, and this actually happened a bit ago, but we never talked about it. Yeah. So I just wanted to bring it up. So I like superheroes. I love superhero movies. I'm excited.
Yep.
I'm excited about this one. This hero, this go around, he has
emotion.
He's sensitive a little bit. Yeah. He's not afraid to show how he feels, obviously, because he does a lot of moping.
It's a little bit more realistic.
But he always seems sad. They never really showed him happy. Mm-hmm. But maybe it was just his trailer and the way it was cut. But
right.
It looks so good. Like this compared to the, you know, 1970s, 1980s Superman. Mm-hmm. A billion times better.
Right.
So I'm really excited about it. It looks wonderful.
Yep.
I love superhero movies.
And, yeah.
Even though I'm not a DC fan, I still.
But we still like Batman movies. And I think the Superman movie is going to be pretty doggone good as well. Mm-hmm. And then also, this past week, started watching Simpsons. season one and continued watching Family Guy. And we got Simpsons thanks to Adrian and Cole.
Thank you, Cole. Our good friends
here in Louisville. And we got the first six seasons.
Yeah. Saved you like $300.
Yep. Well, actually it's $120 on that one.
That's still a lot of money.
That's still a lot of money. So I didn't have to buy the seasons on Amazon streaming. So I'm gonna be watching those seasons and I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's funny how a show 24 years and you not really have watched a lot of it, but you still know about it. That shows you the impact of a show on a culture.
Definitely. You still even know some of the jokes. You don't know the origin of it, but you still know them.
Yep.
So, yeah, that is true.
Yep. And then last night, we had Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm. We watched Downton Abbey.
Was the premiere of season 3.
Right.
And we hosted the party for a party. Was it a party?
I say it was a party.
It was a party.
Even if six people are there, it's a party.
Yep.
Or
so
five people are having.
So we had the family over last night, and we watched Downton Abbey.
And it was an impromptu party. We got this party ready in like 2 hours because we're awesome.
Right. So we got, we had chips and dip and I made popcorn
galore. And that's about all we had. So it's not really a huge effort on our part.
So,
but, we made people feel welcome. We had chairs.
I turned the heat all the way up.
You all know Jay, that means you're valued in this household.
Right.
He turns the heat up for
you.
So
I turned the heat above 70 for everybody.
If he doesn't like you, he won't touch the heat.
So that was awesome and that was fun. And then also, I didn't talk about this last week about Halo.
You probably did. Sorry, skip it. You probably did.
No,
because I was thinking it was.
Well, I probably didn't. So if I didn't talk about it last week, I'm not going to look it up. But been playing some Halo. Kimberly, thank you so much. Got me Combat Evolved, the very first Halo, and I am going through and doing what I never got to do when I never got an Xbox. So I got to go back and play some Halo. I'm like in the fourth or fifth mission where I'm a friend of camps or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to somewhere else to do something. I don't know. So I'm not trying to do it on hardcore or legendary or anything like that. I'm just trying to, get through it just so I can experience the story. Now, I read the books and I've enjoyed the books and I just want to experience the story as see how closely to the books that it is.
Yeah, and I actually played the first Halo.
Mm-hmm.
I actually loved it. I even played multiplayer. I don't know what happened between then and now to make me hate PvP so much, but
it's probably Halo.
I liked it at first. I think something happened, and I blocked it out.
You got your ass kicked.
Probably. What? Probably. Oh, and Downton Abbey was amazing. It has a big old thing I didn't expect in it.
So yeah.
I'm just putting it there. All right. And I played my favorite video game character. She and I are sisters from another mister. Lara Croft. They had a sale on all of the Lara Croft games in one big old package.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, $14.99. I couldn't say no to that. So I bought it. It had the original one. It was like the original
DOS.
One. DOS. Like, on the, let's just say that didn't get played. It was horrible. So, but the anniversary one is the same thing as the first one. Just redone and it looks good. So I am loving Lara Croft. I play a little bit and I save so much, Jay.
Yes.
You would be like, Renee's saving again. She just went down the hall and she's saving again. Yes. Because you never know what could happen going in the hall. Just saying.
Right.
So, yeah, I was loving Tomb Raider. And you found a game that's not my favorite genre, but.
Right. So, one of the other sales that happened that I ended up picking up was Symphony. And what Symphony is, it's like a 1941 game where you get the spaceships and you have to clear the boards and everything else. But the kicker is that it, I just lost my train of thought. Bam. How was that?
And it wasn't even my fault.
It uses your music. So it can use your music library and you import your music and your enemies come at different beats or intervals of the music, and then like your, you have different weapons that you can add to your, to your airplane or your ship, and like there's one that I had which is called a bass. Mm-hmm. And then that one, it would, subwoofer is what it was actually called. Yeah. And then whenever the kicker would kick in for the subs, it would shoot out a huge music note. And it was freaking awesome. And it was freaking awesome because I got to play it. I got to play Big Boy's album on it, mm-hmm. you know, and trying to, and the object is there are demons that have captured these composers, and my job is to free these composers from the grasp of this demon. And so, like, you're in the middle of a song, and all of a sudden, a boss will show up, or a demon will show up, and you would have to actually beat this boss mid song. And then once you do that, it releases a page. There are 5 pages per song, and then, you know, and that's how you beat the game.
I was laughing. See, the part I enjoy, because Jay was playing awesome music with it, so I was just jamming, and he was playing songs over and over, and I was like, yeah. So, but I, it's not my kind of game. It would have stressed me out to the max.
Yeah,
so,
and the name of the game is Symphony, just like it sounds, S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-Y, and I got it for like $3 on Steam, but I think it's normally $9.99, but that game was awesome. I sent the copy. I think I gifted like 3 copies to people. And then
you're excited about that game. You haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, I gifted like 3 copies to folks, and sorry, I would give one away on the show, but I gave my last copy away.
You don't even care about this podcast, do you?
I don't.
You don't even care.
I know.
About people. You know what? It's called Symphony.
Yeah,
that's S-Y-M. What, well, someone asked. So
I know. I answered.
Oh, that
I
was you. That that's what you answered. Yep. I wasn't watching the chat room. Okay. So yeah, that's Symphony. That's Jay's thing.
Yep, and then there's also been another game that kind of came up on Dills from the Instance has been talking about it for a while, and the game is Book of Heroes, and what Book of Heroes is kind of like a MMO / weight game / turn-based RPG kind of deal. And we have been playing the crap.
It's so good. It's such a good game. It's like WoW, but it's turn-based is what it is. And I mean, you have gear, you have levels, you have talent, you have all this stuff. And it's like a very, it feels like an old school computer game.
Uh-huh.
Kind of turn-based RPG, and it's really, really good. I actually like it.
It's almost like Final Fantasy a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Old school. Except Final Fantasy has a better story.
Old school Final Fantasy. Old school.
With not a good story.
Well, yeah. Old school Phantasy Star. Except you don't have that top-down traveling where you know your 4 people are following you in the centipede mode. You know.
Yeah. It's and everything, and there's no, you don't see your character fighting or any of that. You see a portrait. And you all trade damage and buffs and everything, or dots back and forth. You gear up. So it's really fun. It's free, called Book of Heroes. It's the freemium model.
Right.
Where you get so much energy, and if you want more energy, you got to buy it.
Right. And you wait 30 minutes.
But you wait 30 minutes. Yeah. So, and I'm cheap, so I wait. So Book of Heroes, come check it out. They have guilds and crap on there, so it's really cool.
Yep. So, all right, bump it to a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Yum, 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 nom, noms. Dun. Jay Renee came back with a vengeance this week.
Oh, yeah. And your mouth's off, by the way.
My what's off?
Your math.
I thought you said my mouth.
Yeah, your math is off, by the way, of the total weight loss.
It is?
Yep. So this week, I lost 4.4 pounds, and Renee, you lost?
I lost 4 pounds.
So that was our weekly total of 8.4 pounds.
Right.
And I am down 70.8.
Okay.
And you're down 70?
Even.
Even.
So what is that?
So that's 140.8 pounds.
Okay, I don't do math.
Right,
don't judge me, guys. Don't judge me.
And you have an announcement for the Frog Pants folks.
I do. Everybody did great over the holidays. Mm-hmm. That is a time where you have fun and you eat what you want, I think. So everybody's back on track. We have lost a total of 1,859.7 pounds.
So close. So close to a ton.
That's for 228 people. That's 8.16 pounds per person.
Awesome.
So everybody did great. Yep. I am really excited.
And if you all are in the Frog Pants group on Lose It, make sure you join the weight loss challenge. I think I need to do another invite to the group.
Just, I think so.
You know,
because
we may
have some new people, actually.
New people on and stuff like that. And actually, you could do that if you want. So
that's your thing.
Because I usually do it.
Okay,
you know?
All right. I can do it.
Maybe people respond because your face is prettier than mine.
Females always get better responses.
They do. And, you know, so I'm gonna let you do it this time. And watch that number jump up to 345. And that'd be freaking awesome. And then also today for dinner, we had veggie and chicken casserole. Renee shared, if you follow our blog or if you follow us on Twitter, Renee posted a recipe last week called veggie and chicken casserole. She cooked it last week, and you just heard me say we had it today. That was because I put a request in the night of that we had and said, you know what, babe, I want you to make this again Sunday night. So that we can let it store overnight and have it Monday before the podcast.
Correct.
Yep.
And you know something is good when people, you know, ask you for it again.
Yep.
So you know that's really, really good.
Yep.
So it was awesome.
So check the link on our blog. Renee will also add it into our show notes.
I will. And I actually needed to change something.
Uh-huh.
So I'm changing it in the blog. I changed it in the doc, but I forgot to change it in the blog. I made it so that it's probably super, super, super spicy. Not as spicy as Jay had for his for dinner today. You can tell the story while I fix this real quick.
So while Renee's fixing that. So today we had the casserole, and I asked for the red pepper flakes. And because we cook so much, we have these big canisters of spices that has two sides on them. You know, have the one side that you flip up that you can put a spoon in to get like a tablespoon out, and they have the other side that's the shaker side. So we were watching TV because we were trying to multitask, you know, get the DVR down while we were eating, and I opened up the red pepper flakes, picked it up and said "Phew!" And I looked down, and all of a sudden in my bowl of vegetable and chicken casserole is this heaping, probably like half, you think it was half a cup?
No, but it was a quarter cup, which is a lot.
At least a quarter cup of red pepper flakes in my dish.
Oh, and Jay just stared at it for a bit. It's like, oh crap.
Yep.
So I made three crocks of this stuff. So I suggested, hey, why don't you get the other crock out? You can still have, you know, it the way you want it. But stubborn Jay, what did you do?
Well, I wasn't stubborn because I could eat it already.
Oh, please.
So I said, I just need a colander and I need another bowl. I'm going to dump the casserole into the colander and I'm going to shake it until the excess peppers come off. And I'm going to eat the rest of it.
Okay, let me say you something. Jay has never in the history of me knowing him asked for milk.
Yes.
When something's spicy. That's usually me. And this man could take the spiciest of the spicy. He asked for a full glass of milk.
That's because I was going to have brownies after.
Oh, whatever. Don't be trying to cover it up. See, you can't get the brownies to try to say, oh, that's why I wanted the milk.
No, I'm going to have brownies because I need the brownies to take some of the spice away,
Oh, my gosh. I was like, it must be super. And if you could see it, it was a sea of red pepper flakes. And I was like, babe, don't eat that. And he was like, I'm going to eat it. I'm like,
No, Jeff, I wasn't sweating.
Oh, he was close.
I sniffed a little bit.
Oh, a little bit. You were sniffing a lot.
I was sniffing a lot, but it wasn't like, that was not by far, that was by far from the hottest thing I've ever had. So
Somebody asked for milk.
That's not the hottest thing I never had. Because I wanted to soothe my stomach because there's a lot of damn red pepper flakes. And then also, I asked for the full glass because you said I'm having a damn brownie after this. So, think what you want. I could have had
water. I will.
But
I will think what I want.
But
so,
but you know what?
But I mean, it was good though.
I handled it. You know what I'm saying? I handled it. All right. All right. So.
And Jay found an awesome find at Costco.
And this is dip that came from freaking Canada. It's it's the jalapeno dip.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't remember that. Oh. Sandusky.
It's not Sandusky. Okay, well, it's, I don't remember what it's called. It I thought you would remember.
Greek yogurt jalapeno dip. It is Scoot Edict. Scotidakis.
Link it so people can see.
And it's from Canada.
It is from Canada. And this, and I didn't think that they made such awesome stuff in Canada.
Yeah.
Apparently. They make edible stuff there, not just poutine. So it's great. It's made with yogurt. But Greek yogurt, but that's the last thing you taste is right. Greek yogurt. You taste the jalapeno and the spices, and it's so good. And we had some out for the party, and we've eaten like three quarters of it already. It's right. So great.
Right. So they're in Ontario, Canada.
Skotodakis is how I would
say. Skotodakis.
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 And it's really good. I was really pleased with this Greek yogurt.
So if y'all want a low calorie chip dip, this is what you want to get.
Yep.
It's 60 calories for 2 tablespoons, yep. Which is if you've had the sour cream based chip dips, you know it's way more than that.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And this is a good alternative. I mean, it's really good. I mean, we got that, and plus we picked up some hummus chips yesterday.
Jay, I think he got this out of curiosity.
Yep, I did. And the hummus chips are made from chickpeas, and they are really good.
They taste like hummus and potato chips, which hummus chips are what they are, but they're really, really good. Even if you don't like hummus, you might like these. Right. And you get a lot of them for low calorie. So that's another snack if you want to snack. So those taste really good with the jalapeno dip. I would suggest dipping those in there.
All right. And then that's it for food. Let's make it on into a little odds and ends. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
All right, so birthdays for this week is going to be today's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We have Robin and Jason.
Hey, Robin, Jason, happy birthday.
Robin is Najara in AIE, and Jason is Pell-El.
Also in AIE.
In AIE. And happy birthday to you guys.
Happy birthday, guys.
Hoping you are having a great birthday. And whose birthday is on Wednesday?
My dear friend, Kara. At least I hope she's my dear friend. I call her that. But Kara's birthday is on Wednesday.
I am Mercy Medical.
I am Mercy Medical. Mm-hmm. I just call her Mercy sometimes. But
yep.
She's really cool. And she has a cute dog. And her birthday is Wednesday. So make sure to tell her happy birthday.
Yep.
In 2 days.
Yep, hope you have a great birthday.
Yep.
And then also, there was some drama that went down in Louisville, Kentucky with everybody's favorite famous food place called Lynn's Paradise.
Yeah, and this is a restaurant that's been on Oprah, and it's been on all like big talk shows, Food Network and all this
Man
stuff.
Versus Food.
Man Versus Food.
And so basically, apparently they put in a new policy for their wait staff. Now, I've never been a server or anything else like that, to require them to carry $100 cash bank on themselves so that at the end of the night, they could pay out the rest of the house. Like the, who all?
The busters and the food runners.
The busters and the food runners. So what happened when this chick got fired? She posted on Facebook for the news station, said, I thought y'all want to do a story. Let me tell you about Lynn's Paradise Cafe and how they wrongly fired me. I'm a single mom with a 2.5-year-old.
And she's pregnant.
And I'm pregnant.
She didn't say it like that. But yeah, but okay. I served for almost 10 years.
Yes, you
so
did.
So I think I have the knowledge to comment on this.
Right, right.
I carried a bank of $20.
Yep.
But this bank was to give change to customers, not to tip out.
Right.
And unless things have changed, I had plenty of cash when at at the end of the night. But what Lens does, this may be why they don't have any cash, but Lens takes your credit card tips and they put it in a check and they give it to you weekly or...
Now, they just started doing that.
They just started doing that, which I think is horrible. I wouldn't work there because that's one of the things about serving. You get cash every day. And you know why? I would, of course...
You know why they're doing it, right?
Right, yeah.
So I think Lens Paradise is hurting. I think they are hurting and they can't cover those cash charges.
Yeah.
Until they get it from the bank.
Correct. And the thing is, though, I read all the comments and there were all these people. Yeah, I worked there and there were this and there were that. Nobody came to their defense. Not one comment.
Right.
It was nuts.
And then they called the news station called Lens Paradise and talked to the CIO or whatever or CFO. And she was like, yeah.
She's like, yeah, that's, we do that.
Our new policy is what happened. And, you know, people knew they had enough time. And I think what irked you the most was the fact that the lady tried to use her pregnancy to get sympathy.
Okay, look. All right. I'm probably going to get some heat from this. But look, when people use their pregnancy to get sympathy, it annoys the heck out of me. You are a person. I'm a person. Just because you have something growing inside of you, it doesn't make you more important than me.
Right.
So you shouldn't get something before me just because you have a little thing inside you. So you can send your hate mail to me. I will welcome it.
That's at thevalentinecast@gmail.com.
Irks me to no end. I'm just All right, go.
So that was some drama that was going on here in the Ville. And if you ever come to town and everything else, we may not take you to Lens Paradise, not because of what they did. Because
they're just not hugely great. They used to be better. I have to say it. They used to be better and cheaper.
And I'm actually glad that I went the two times that we did go. We went when I first got here, and then we went for one New Year's celebration. And that New Year's celebration was the time that you actually, remember you dropped your camera?
No.
At the,
I can't believe I was sad about that camera.
Yep.
And I don't even care about it anymore.
And you were so sad, we went out the next day and got you another one.
And I don't even use it anymore, hardly.
Yeah, but I think that was before...
We got iPhones.
Yeah. And also, there is a new food truck in Louisville called Johnny's Diner Car. It's supposed to be an upscale truck here
that
in
just
Louisville.
That seems like such an oxymoron.
They have steak sandwiches. So they do a lot of, you know, Charlie's Whiz Bang. So it's a lot of steak sandwiches, hand-cut fries. This kind of look like it's kind of Philly because they're putting Cheese Whiz on their sandwiches and stuff like that.
Do they have a website or a Facebook page?
Yes, Johnny's Diner Car, and I'll put that in the show notes. I'll put it in the chat. And then also, if you follow me on Twitter, I have a list of food trucks. I'm gonna put that in the chat also. I made a list of some of the food trucks that we have here in Louisville. So
no one ever comes out to our end of the town. They're always downtown.
It's all downtown.
Which makes sense, but it still irks me.
Right, right. So with that, let's get to a little bit of the
podcast of the week.
All right, so this is the podcast of the week. I'm gonna go ahead and play a little music here because
winding down.
Because we're winding down.
We are.
But there's a podcast that Renee listens to pretty frequently, and I listen to occasionally when she tells me something good is on there. And it's called Fresh Air from NPR.
I'm sure you've at least heard of it.
Of course. With Terry Gross.
Love her.
And this show, the reason this one was great was that they had Quentin Tarantino on there, and they were interviewing him, and they talked about Django. And one of the things that I really liked about Quentin when he was talking about Django was that he made the way he was thinking about the movie and how he said he wanted people at the end to be cheering for Django.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is how you sort of feel.
Yeah. I felt I may not have cheered out loud, but I was cheering for him.
Right.
I really was.
So, it was pretty cool listening to that.
Yeah, and Fresh Air has some good stuff. I skip things that I don't like anymore. I have to admit, like, I'm not going to like that, which is not probably good because I'm probably missing a lot of stuff I would like, but I don't have time. I'm sorry. Sorry, Terry. Don't have time.
But check them out. I mean, see who they're talking about. They do good notes, and you can find out. You can pick and choose the ones you want to listen to. Mm-hmm. The Quentin Tarantino was great. Again, like I said, even though he got a little indignant on one of the questions.
Oh, he got so annoyed. No, he said he got annoyed, but he was more than annoyed.
Yeah, he got a little pissy with Terry. But Terry was classy.
Oh, she is the best interviewer I've ever heard. She always stays classy.
You know, so mad props to her. So, babe, how can people contact us?
Hey, if you want to contact us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And if you want to see our blog, you can reach it at valentinecast.com.
Boo.
Boo. And our Twitter feed is valentinecast. You know it.
If you want to call us, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. If you want to try to catch me, drop an F-bomb at the very beginning. And my Twitter feed is The Cowboy. I do talk like an adult there, so every now and then I may drop an F-bomb or not. Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow, TheIceFlow.
Yep, and I was acting like Tamar from the Braxton Family Values at the beginning. That's not how I really say anything, just putting it out there. Yep. I don't want people to think I'm like that.
I want to say thank you to the live chat room to come see us today. That was Bronco, That Dude, Tiffany, Zabby,
Hondo,
Shazam. Thank you all for spending your Monday or Tuesday with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You make Monday awesome.
Next week, we have a guest.
And we do have a guest. And hopefully it works out, because we lost our guest a couple times, but it wasn't his fault.
Yep.
But we're going to have a guest.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah, we're going to talk about stuff. So
that's guaranteed.
He's going to be just from the Far East.
The Far East. And y'all have no idea who it is.
He's going to be from the future. Future.
I wonder if they know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't. They don't.
So
yeah, I want to say thank you to Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their music for our intro and outro. You can find them at prettylightsmusic.com. Check him out. He has a few albums out there you can get for free, or you can pay what you want. So support them. Go check them out. You dig the tunes.
Yep.
Check it out. Come on, eh. Jam on, eh. But anyway, you all have a great week, and we'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye, everybody. What? Nom 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 noms. Boops. Boops. What? Okay, see you.